Hello, everybody. This is Captain Katz, and welcome to another episode of Red Shoe Shoots, where we talk about wrestling every time, all the time. And here with me, of course, is We Are Katz.
Yo!
Okay, so we got a lot of news to talk about. First and foremost, the wrestler formerly known as Naomi has found a new home. And that home is Impact Wrestling. So, it was during Under Siege that she came out. And she's going by the name of
Trinity Fatu.
Yes. So she's going under that name now. And you know what? I think Impact is a great choice for her. Because there's a lot of people who are former WWE that's there, but it's also, you know, a fresh new start for her. There are, like, people who could take her under her wings, take her under their wings and just, like, you know, help her out, you know, like, to realize her full potential that they wouldn't let her do in WWE. Not only that, too, but also in backstage, Monet was there showing her friend support. And yeah, so that's good. I can't wait to see her wrestle in the ring and can't see where that goes. Speaking of WWE, former WWE, it's also been said that Alicia Fox has left the company. She spent 12 years there. And you know what? If it's her to hang up her boots, I'm okay with that. You know, she's done a lot for herself. She's done a lot for WWE. She, you know, a lot of positive things, you know, even though it was like a little bumpy here and there and stuff like that. But, you know, I just wish her the best of luck. Wish her the best, you know, what she wants to do next.
Excuse me.
Bless you. Not only that, there's an injury report of that Commander from AEW, recently signed, is going to be sidelined for a while. I think during the ROH tapings, he did one of his like beautiful moonsaults and landed bad on his knee. Looks like he hurt himself in the knee. Those reports of people saying that he was trying to come back and finish this match. It was a three-way match that he was involved, but he was just limping, you know? So, and I think that was the best call for, like, to tell him, hey, look, you can't finish. You're limping your way out here. There's no way you're going to finish this match, you know? So, you know, hope he has a speedy recovery. Can't wait to see him back in the ring. Not only that, too, but think sometime this week we're going to find out how many tickets have been sold so far for the Double or Nothing Wembley show. Well, not the Double or Nothing, the All In. No, All In or All Out show? Yeah, at Wembley. Yeah, so as of right now, I've heard that pre-orders for buying purchasing tickets is between 40 to 50. So even if it's not a big sellout, like, you know, because Wembley's like what, almost 80-90, if they can get like 50-60,000 people in there, that's a pretty that's a big accomplishment, you know. Now we get to the nitty-gritty. During this past week, it has been released the list of episodes that are going to be coming out for Dark Side of the Ring. And, yeah, man, this one's going to bite a bullet. Can you give us the list of...
Yeah, I mean, there was some of the list where it goes in depth. I'm just trying to find the list that is not as in depth. Here are the topics.
Yeah.
And people are, you know, are saying, well, regardless of which one is the opener, is it going to be a two-parter that goes way in depth?
Oh, kind of like Benoit. Benoit and Pillman.
Yes. So, not in particular order. I'm just going down the list. Oh, excuse me. Sorry. Chris Candido and Tammy Sitch. Mm-hmm. Tammy Sitch is the famous Sunny Days reference.
Yes.
To
her time in WWE, yes, Sunny.
I say WWF when the Shawn, you know,
the whole Shawn Michaels Bret Hart thing.
Yes. Yes. Magnum TA.
Mm-hmm.
Adrian Adonis.
Mm-hmm.
Doink the Clown. Junkyard Dog.
Mm-hmm.
Marty Jannetty. Oh, that's going to be huge.
Yeah.
Bam Bam Bigelow. Abdullah the Butcher, which I'll probably say is the happiest episode, possibly.
We'll get to that in a bit.
Bash at the Beach 2000.
Yeah.
And the Graham family.
Yeah. So, I'll say it right now. If there's going to be a two-part episode, it's either the Graham family or Marty Jannetty.
Yeah. Because, woof.
Because like this. The Graham family, you know, as prestigious as they are, there's been rumors over the years that they have a lot of skeletons in their closet. So, who knows that maybe a few of these skeletons are going to come out during this. Mm-hmm. Who knows? And with Marty Jannetty,
First of all, they're going to explore, you know, yeah, he was awesome with the Rockers, with Shawn Michaels.
Let me say this.
And then after that breakup, Shawn went up, Marty went down.
Well, let me say this. It's Marty Jannetty. We all saw what happened to his career. It wasn't pretty. If you want a good example of how someone who had the potential in the world to be the next big thing, but then all hopes and their dreams just died right in front of you and just never became the same.
Yeah, I mean, I'm reading...
Marty Jannetty is that example.
Yeah, I'm reading from cinemablend.com that they have some of it in depth.
Oh, the synopsis is...
Yeah, like, you know, how The Rock was split up in 92, and he was actually the one-time Intercontinental Champion.
Yeah.
And then it led up to the famous barbershop window segment, which led to the WrestleMania 8 match between them. And then, downhill from there, his 2018 hacking scandal, especially when he quote-unquote made a man disappear.
Yeah. Marty Jannetty, folks. Marty Jannetty. So, yeah, that's, yeah. That's going to be lots of fun.
Oh, no, not as much as, you know, their, you know, analysis on Bash at the Beach 2000.
Like I said, that's going to be a lot of fun. I think the one episode that has really that got me intrigued, and Peanut, that's the Peanut Gallery right there. Peanut Gallery once again. The one episode that has really kind of got my attention is the Doink the Clown. Because the origins of Doink the Clown. We all seen how he first started, and then he evolved to this funny wrestling clown. But I always remember Doink as being like this kind of like uh, I hate to use this analogy, but it was the best way of saying it. Whenever he cut a promo, it was like John Wayne Gacy. Like, he would just, like, look at you and just gave you, like, this haunting promo. And it brought fear. It brought fear in a good way. Like, even though, you know, it's wrestling, you know. He brought something to the table that WWE didn't have at that time. And Vince, being Vince, you know, just had to put his hands all over it. And, you know, ended up with seeing Doink for later down the road just being like this comical wrestler. You know, don't get me wrong. I did like when Doink was comical. You know, it was a good change of pace, you know, before, you know, the man, the myth, the legend himself, R-Truth, came back. They got to put him, I'm just going to say this right now. Let him be a champ. No. Let him be the world heavyweight champion at least once. Just once. Like, even a day. I'm okay with that. He deserves it. He's like one of the few wrestlers in the world that, in WWE, that I would be okay if he won it and then loses it at Raw the next day after a pay-per-view. Just so I can say, yeah, I remember the day when R-Truth was a champ, was world champion. Even if it was for one day. I'll be okay with that. But I digress. Even though I did like Doink being funny and stuff like that, it was the first, his origin, the first iteration of Doink the Clown, I thought was the best. And I kind of want to see where that went, you know, why the change and this and that and everything. Because it's fascinating. It's a fascinating case. Bam Bam Bigelow, the Beast from the East, that's going to be interesting.
Especially his tenure at ECW with those matches with Taz. Woo!
Just his tenure in general at ECW was great. And especially, too, in his time in Japan.
Oh, yeah.
Especially with him and Big Bad Vader. Before he went to WWE. Yeah. We'll see that. Abdullah the Butcher. It's Abdullah the Butcher. What do you want?
Well, like I said, that'll probably be the "quote unquote happiest episode,"
I guess. You know, then you had Magnum TA, one of the biggest what if in wrestling. He could have been considered to be one of the greats if it wasn't. I'm not going to spoil it for you, but you know,
yeah. Adrian Adonis.
Same thing, just another case of what could have. Yeah. So, although this season is not going to be 12, it's going to be 10 episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is still a pretty good lineup. This is still a pretty good lineup. We are going to watch them. So every week when they start being aired, we'll give you guys our thoughts about what we thought of that week's episode. You know? Hopefully, they won't leave like a foul taste in my mouth, kind of like the Benoit one. Or just made me want to cry in anger, like the Owen Hart one. That one hurt a lot. That one really hurt a lot.
Well, who's going to be the one that'll be equated to those instances? You know, that actually has to be a two-parter. I don't know.
Like I said, it's between the Graham family and the Marty Jannetty. Or Jannetty. Those are the only two I can see that could be a two-parter. You know. Yeah. So what are your takes on the season of Dark Side of the Ring?
Well, those are very, very, very good topics to be explored.
Yeah, even the Junkyard Dog one. I'm kind of curious why they put him on there.
Probably because of race relations. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because he was...
You got, like, you know, like New Jack and all that, so that just the tip of the iceberg of, you know, race relations of the time. Mm-hmm. You know, when he was saying, you know, he was on Smoky Mountain, it was redneck and stuff, they're calling him and the gangsters the N-word and all that stuff, like you would say hello. But with the Junkyard Dog, I think it was a lot more...
More in-depth?
It's going to be more in-depth.
Or maybe is that more, like, subtle type of racism? It's like, they won't say the N-word to him, but, you know, they could do something else or say something to him that is not equivalent to the N-word, but it will hurt him one way or another. Not physically, but more mentally and emotionally.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting, especially if he starts naming people that did some of these things, or even just say the N-word. See, there...
Or instigated stuff. Mm-hmm. Or did them dirty.
Exactly. And then people are going to be calling, you know, their old childhood heroes out, and then they're going to be like, well, so what's with this then? What'd you do to the Junkyard Dog? Why'd you do them dirty?
Yeah.
You could have kicked ass here in... I'm just throwing it out there. Kentucky. Why you gotta go do that? ... Mm-hmm.
You know, and yeah, and like, I think he never was... Did he ever win a belt in his tenure in WWE? I'm trying to think he did or didn't.
I don't remember, but I'm pretty sure he's going to explain what he...
His experience there. His
experiences and what he didn't get, you know.
Yeah. That, I think out of all of them, I think that's the one that's going to be like...
The most intellectual, like,
Either it could be the most intellectual or the most heartbreaking. You know, had all this potential, all this talent, for what? Not because it was not because he didn't have it, you know, or had the it factor or anything. It was because of something stupid.
Yeah. And unfortunately, in the wrestling business, that tends to, well, at least in the old days, that tends to be common.
Oh, yeah, especially too sometimes in the territorial era.
Yeah. These guys, you know, you're okay with a mullet, but if you have, like, spiky hair and pull a nasty prick on him or do something horrible, like, or just hate on him.
Yeah. Why? Because he has spiky hair. Yeah. Yeah, so it's going to be an interesting one this time.
And what is it coming out again?
It is coming out on the 30th of May. So, yeah.
Yeah, Tuesday, May 30th at 10 p.m. Eastern. That's 7 Pacific. Mm-hmm. And since we're practically on April 30th, so exactly 1 month. As of recording, it'll be 1 month from now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
30 days.
Yes. So we'll let you know on that. We'll every week when it comes out, you know, we'll tell you what we thought about the episode, what we thought about it, what we like, what we didn't like, and so on and so forth. Yeah. And yeah, that's it for this week on Retro Shoes. Really wasn't much to talk about except some of the injury news and reports and who's at where now. And also Dark Side of the Ring with the entire list of cast that we're going to be talking about this week, this time around. So we'll be back next week with more wrestling news and everything like that. So on behalf of We Are Cats, I am Captain Cats. Thank you guys so much. I hope you guys have a wonderful time. Have a wonderful week out there. And keep watching wrestling.
Yo-ho!